tools to expand on brainstorming slash planning processes. Brainstorming should again be conducted at this stage, also targeted toward the project goals and tasks that have been approved and their processes and requirements. We will now discuss several specific tools that can help expand upon brainstorming and planning processes. All of the techniques we will discuss are root cause analysis techniques leading to problem solving and improvement in any processes. Nominal group technique. A tool related to brainstorming is the nominal group technique, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A technique, similar to brainstorming, used by teams to generate ideas about a particular subject. Team members are asked to silently come up with as many ideas as possible and write them down. Each member is then asked to share one idea, which is recorded. After all the ideas are recorded, they are discussed and prioritized by the group. Mind mapping. Mind mapping is somewhat akin to brainstorming, but it uses graphical depictions of linkages and relationships between items. It is useful for isolating the categories of a main idea and focusing on everything included in, related to, or necessary for the lower-level items at the same time. A simplified example of mind mapping for associated concepts, requirements, and benefits slash drawbacks for various supply chain warehousing considerations is shown in Exhibit 2-59. Exhibit 2-59, Mind Mapping Example. Best practices for the use of mind mapping include the following. Use concise language. Write clearly. Use colors to differentiate ideas and levels. Use symbols or graphics to differentiate ideas and levels. Identify links across different areas of the mind map. Limit first-level ideas to 6 or 7 unique concepts for clarity. Rich pictures. Rich pictures are similar to mind mapping, but they use images and keywords to plot information about complex systems to promote problem-solving and creativity. To create these benefits, subjective concepts and descriptors should be included. Rich pictures can make use of keywords, symbols, and sketches, with connections depicted where identified. Best practices include the following. Use in situations in which structures and processes are unclear slash undefined. Avoid too much writing slash commentary, using only when necessary. Avoid respecting slash relying on preconceived systems and organizations, as an unseen malfunction within these may cause problems if it is assumed that these systems are adhered to in practice. Include social roles and expected behaviors from individuals playing a part in the graphic. Include yourself or your project team slash project in the picture to highlight the relationships and roles you play in the system being examined. Affinity diagram. An affinity diagram is a tool for employees striving to solve a particular issue to help them in organizing a large number of brainstormed ideas. Participants in the brainstorming session provide anonymous ideas and suggestions, and based on the number of them that relate to each topic, the group can get a sense of the seriousness of the issue. It begins with a discussion leader presenting the topic or problem, which the employees then brainstorm about, recording each idea on a slip of paper or index card. The ideas are then posted in one place, and the group determines how to group them by category or theme. As seen in Exhibit 2-60, each group of ideas is then given a descriptive title that encompasses the ideas below it. In this case, the challenge was trying to identify causes of product recall for a manufacturer. The group generated causes that fell into 6 broad categories: inspection, customer feedback, product materials, frequency, costs, and return processes. Exhibit 2-60, Affinity Diagram. This tool can provide new and more comprehensive insights into an issue that can then become a project. Other tools can be used to further investigate each category. Cause and effect diagrams. A cause and effect diagram can be used to determine where to target improvements in a transformation project because it provides a comprehensive analysis of the potential root causes of an issue. Definition slash description. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the cause and effect diagram and a synonym, fishbone analysis, as follows. Cause and effect diagram. The tool for analyzing process dispersion. It is also referred to as the Ishikawa diagram, because Kaoru Ishikawa developed it, and the fishbone diagram, because the complete diagram resembles a fish skeleton. The diagram illustrates the main causes and subcauses leading to an effect symptom. The cause and effect diagram is one of the 7 tools of quality. Fishbone analysis. a technique to organize the elements of a problem or situation to aid in the determination of the causes of the problem or situation. The analysis relates the effect of the environment to the several possible sources of the problem. This tool diagrams causes for a quality problem, starting with the effect and then identifying all possible causes for the effect. Use. The purpose of the diagram is to brainstorm possible root causes of a symptom. The cause and effect diagram supports analysis of how to solve a problem or capture an opportunity and focus on ways to improve processes. The five whys approach can be used in combination with the cause and effect diagram in order to expand each cause. This approach is defined as follows in the dictionary. A common practice in total quality management that involves asking why five times when confronted with a problem. By the time the answer to the fifth why is found, the ultimate cause of the problem is identified. Example. Exhibit 2-61 shows an example of a cause and effect diagram. In this case, the symptom being investigated is freight claim returns related to poor packaging, which have resulted in damaged product being received. Exhibit 2-61, cause and effect diagram. The first thing to do when constructing a cause and effect diagram is to list the symptom at the head of the fish. Then the skeleton is created by adding a line from the symptom and six main bones. These are the categories of causes to explore, and the following are commonly used because they are fairly comprehensive in terms of the possible sources of variation in a process. Note that the examples included in parentheses below are possible sources of manufacturing variation. Environment, dust, temperature changes, humidity, lighting. People, operator training, level of experience. Materials, poor quality or highly variable materials. Measurement, miscalibrated tools giving the wrong result, the wrong things being measured. Methods, flawed process steps or flow between steps. Machine, poorly maintained equipment or the wrong equipment. Next, brainstorming participants add potential root causes under the appropriate categories, perhaps adding subsets of these smaller bones as needed. Participants keep going until all potential causes have been listed. The use of the categories helps ensure that participants are thorough. Since this is a brainstorming exercise, there are no bad ideas. Its purpose is to be innovative, so the chart can be as simple or as complex as needed to list all potential causes. Once all potential causes have been listed, the next step is to narrow the list down to just those items that the group agrees are the most likely root causes, or are at least worth exploring further. There may be more than one root cause. Continuous improvement efforts can then be directed to those areas. 5. W2H framework. Similar to the 5 whys is another questioning framework, 5W2H. This stands for using the 5 W's, who, what, when, where, and why, along with 2 A's, how or how much, to better understand the entire situation being analyzed. 5W2H is useful for fully analyzing ingrained processes and highlighting built-in assumptions, such as customer desires or needs, that are not accurate or may cause difficulties if not accounted for.